6 o'clock, hour number three of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann sitting in with us tonight as our associate producer on the other side of the glass. A very busy Kyle Mann. He was with us in Iowa City today, as was most of the KGYM staff for Lunchbox Heroes, another successful visit. We talked a little bit about that last hour. Podcast available of the program coming up for you in two segments tonight at KGYMradio.com. Go now and vote in the poll question while you're at the website. How do you feel about the idea of college teams naming a coach in waiting? Good idea or bad idea? Poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Make sure you check them out. First Avenue Southeast, they are behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. A big thank you to everybody there, including Jamie, who always does a fantastic job behind the bar. And we go from a bar to baseball. Cubs losing today again to the Colorado Rockies. They will regroup and head to St. Louis. They take on the Cardinals this weekend. It does look as if Eddie Butler will make his first start with the Cubs on Friday. He'll take the spot of Brett Anderson in the rotation. Not a good road trip for the Cubs.
They got three games in, though.
They did get all three games in, but they only won one of them against the Rockies. That's the first place Colorado Rockies right now, playing some very good baseball. Of course, I mentioned at the beginning of the year, way back in spring training, that Bud Black was a tremendous manager and that the Rockies could possibly surprise some people this year. I'll take credit for that one. I'm not going to take credit for picking the Mets to play in the World Series at this point. You win some, you lose some, and I think I have a feeling I know which one I lost there.
And sometimes it rains, like it did today.
And sometimes it rains, to finish the quote from Bull Durham. So you're telling me that your movie game is a little stronger than your television game?
Not much.
Not much?
Not much. All the sports movies and comedy movies we're good on.
Is Gabe still with us, or are you still getting texts from your brother?
I don't think he is. I think he has left the building.
I wanted to know the exact point where your own flesh and blood decided that they were going to leave the program.
Well,
today.
I think he was playing some basketball today, so that might have ended it, but yeah, I don't know exactly the point. I'll have
little
to ask.
Little pickup basketball, which... That's allowed?
I don't know. Maybe I'm getting him in trouble here. Hopefully Mike Norvell's not listening.
I'm guessing he isn't. If he is, he's probably doing it on the KGYM app, which is a free download in the Google Play and Android store. Coming up tomorrow on the program, I will ask the single... Well, it won't be me asking it, I guess, but I will have written the single greatest would you question that we have ever had on the show. And you may recall the first time that we did a would you segment, we asked about Joe Buck narrating a pornographic film.
And then you asked, would you rather know how or when you're going to die?
Or how or when you're going to die. I've got a really good one tomorrow. And
better
I think
than
it,
those, huh?
I think it may be the best would you. It's going to require just the tiniest bit of explanation. But once you wrap your head around the premise of the question, I don't think there's a single person out there that wouldn't have to at least stop and think whether or not they would want to say yes to what we're going to ask tomorrow on Would You. So we've got that on Thursday's show, plus David Kaplan from CSN Chicago is going to stop by. He also has a book out right now. This is book season, apparently, but the more the merrier. The Plan. It's about, of course, the 2016 World Series champion Chicago Cubs. A Cap will be on. Do we have a time nailed down for him tomorrow?
I believe 5:05 he'll be on.
5:05 tomorrow.
If I didn't get the schedule mixed up.
And then Friday we'll be in Iowa City for the KGYM road trip, driven by Linder Tire. A big week of programming left before we head into Mother's Day weekend. You're going to want to have the phone number handy, 319-366-1600. It's a Wednesday, and that can mean, Alex, only one thing.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles, and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Well, we've got to get them first. 319-366-1600. I'm the one who produced that. I should have remembered that we needed to have people call before playing that. That is my fault. 319-366-1600. We've actually already got Sam in Iowa City lined up to play with Alex, so we need somebody on my team at the moment. 366-1600, looking for someone to join Sam in Iowa City on the 6 o'clock showdown, and it looks like we may or may not have our contestant for that. On the line tonight, showdown prizes. I believe we've got some Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets for you. I'm trying to find the exact date of that contest. It was sent to me last week, and of course, my computer picks this exact moment to be absolutely wonky. Although, as we found out last week, I can say virtually anything that we're giving away, be wrong about it, and people will still get what I said they were going to get.
So you don't see it, but Kirk in Cedar Rapids is going to be with you.
Okay, Kirk in Cedar Rapids. I'm writing that down. And again, I hate doing play-by-play of behind-the-scenes cluster blankery, but here we go. May 17th, Wednesday, May 17th. It's a noon game. Colonels are taking on the Peoria Chiefs.
Well, Kirk just fell off the line, so we'll have to get somebody else on.
We lost Kirk. Well, Kirk can either call back or we'll take the next caller at 366-1600. This had been a well-oiled machine today up until this point, and then things have come off the rails here. If you would like four tickets to see the Colonels next Wednesday, May 17th, that's going to be the prize tonight. 366-1600. Sam in Iowa City, hold tight. We'll get you on the line with us, and we'll find out whether or not we've got Kirk back with us or whether we had to go a different route with our contestants tonight. This is not your final chance to win with us. We've still got an opportunity to play Race to Win coming up in about 15 minutes, and still looking for that $100 a day in the month of May winner.
You know what? This had been a well-oiled machine. And
explain to me what's going on right now, because now I see nobody on the line.
What is happening right now is I'm trying to figure out everything with the new system.
We do have a new phone system.
And
it does not appear to have solved our issues is what you're telling me.
That's what I'm telling you. I have an idea of what is going wrong.
Okay. Well, hey.
Which I think on the third try is going to help us out. But sometimes during live radio, things go off the rails. And this is what is happening right now.
We keep this up, I'm going to be doing a podcast in my unfinished basement in my underwear in about 3 months. 366-1600. I won't have the fancy phone system in my basement, but I will have plenty of Costco paper towels and toilet paper. 366-1600. We have
Nate and Marion, who is going to join me.
Okay.
And then we have Sam in Iowa City, who is going to join you. And I believe we have them both on the line. So let's start with you, Nate. Nate, can you hear us?
Yep, I got you.
All right. How about Sam? Sam, are you with us?
Yep.
Brilliant. Awesome. I think we're ready for the 6 o'clock showdown.
Oh, wow. Okay. You just blew my mind there. So Nate is with you?
Yes, he is.
And Sam is with me.
So who do you want to go first? I'll let you choose.
You know what? I'm going to go first this week. I've let you go first the last couple weeks. I'm going to take your questions and read them first. How about that?
Sounds great.
All right. Name one of the two NHL teams remaining in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
The Nashville Predators.
Which national championship-winning head coach says he has no problem if one of his players skips their White House visit?
Pass.
Name both of the NBA teams that have moved on in their respective conference finals series.
The Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors.
Very good. Former Arizona Cardinals receiver Michael Floyd signed today with what NFC North team?
The Vikings.
The 2018 NHL Winter Classic will take place at Citi Field in New York. Name the two teams participating.
The Rangers and the Islanders.
Good guess. Which New York Yankee leads the American League with 13 home runs currently?
Pass.
Adidas sold its equipment branding in what sport today? Tennis, golf, or football?
Tennis.
All right, so here there's a little controversy here.
Was it with question number one?
Question number one. First of all, I meant to put Canadian team, so we'll count that one.
Okay,
we'll
so we're going to give him a three then.
And question number four, I think I put one of the two teams in the NHL Winter Classic, and that would be the New York Rangers, which he did get correct. The other is the Buffalo Sabres.
You know what? So, you are correct.
So we're going to go with four.
One of the two. So he did get four.
He did get four.
One of those was my fault. The other one wasn't. So four is the number to beat here.
All Alex. Right, Nate, are you ready?
Yeah, he set the bar pretty high, but I think I'm ready.
All right, Nate. What college football coach revealed his disturbing energy drink habit on ESPN Radio today?
Ed Orgeron.
That is correct. Where did Kirk Ferentz rank on CBS Sports' top 25 college football coach rankings?
18.
What team does the Big Ten Softball Player of the Year play for?
Michigan State.
What pitcher was recently suspended 3 games by his team for violating team rules?
Matt Harvey.
What school did Brian Ferentz not take a jab at last week on Des Moines Radio? Multiple choice, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Minnesota, or Iowa State?
That was Wisconsin.
Which of the following NHL teams is hosting a Game 7 tonight? Edmonton, Anaheim, or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh.
What year did Iowa baseball team last appear in the College World Series?
2014. 15.
It was a 4-3 showdown tonight.
So close. Well, Nate, I appreciate you joining us. You almost came through. He almost came through.
They came through because we got him on the line with us. Let's give them both credit for that. I was furiously getting a tiebreaker question ready to go, just in case we needed to break glass in case of emergency. I'm a winner. Well, I'm not a winner. Hang tight. We'll get our associate producer, Kyle Mann, to give you instructions on how you're going to take home the Cedar Rapids Colonels tickets again. Next Wednesday, it's a noon game, the first one of the year. Colonels are going to be taking on the Peoria Chiefs, the Class A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals at Veterans Memorial Stadium.
Wow.
All of that work, and here we are. The national championship-winning head coach was sort of the giveaway. You could have guessed basketball or football. Dabo Swinney said he'd have no problem if one of his players wanted to skip the White House visit. The next question, which Yankee currently leads the American League with 13 home runs? Aaron Judge, the former Fresno State Bulldog, off to a tremendous start. And Adidas sold its equipment branding in golf today for, what, $425 million or something like that?
Yes, that was another Darren Rovell quote, and I know how you...
Absolutely amazing amount of money.
I know how you like when we quote Darren Rovell. But your questions, what college football coach revealed his disturbing energy drink habit?
He got that one right. Ed Orgeron.
All right. Yes, that's correct. Where did Kirk Ferentz rank on CBS Sports Top 25? He said 18.
What does it tell you about Ferentz and these rankings that you could take a stab in the dark not knowing it, just take a guess, and come within two spots?
It means that...
Yeah, somewhere around 20th. Give me 18.
The Big Ten Softball Player of the Year is plays for Minnesota.
She's from Ankeny.
Plays for Minnesota. Yeah. Anaheim is hosting a Game 7 tonight, and the last time Iowa was in a College World Series in baseball was 1972.
Not the NCAA tournament. We're talking actually making it to Omaha. 1972, the Hawkeyes will be back in town on Friday. The current Iowa baseball team hosting Ohio State, but the 1972 Hawks will be back for a team reunion. It's alumni weekend in Iowa City, so very much looking forward to that. The golf outing, Iowa baseball golf outing, Friday morning at Finkbine. Don't know whether they still have spots available for that or not, but you could check out HawkeyeSports.com if you are interested. And I don't think Rick Heller would probably turn you down if you wanted to play in that, provided that you were willing to pay the entry fee.
So can you defend your title as an almost hole-in-one participant?
I am not. I am not playing this year.
I will not because I'm horrible. But I think you're a better golfer than you're letting on.
No, I'm not. I was not asked to play this year, and I'm not sure anybody that I played with last year is going to be available because I think they're going on the bus trip.
That's right.
To the Cardinals and Cubs game this weekend. So it's going to be it might be a quiet road trip at Coach's Corner on Friday, even with the Cubs and the Cardinals, because most of the people that would be screaming at each other over their hatred or disdain for either the Cubs or the Cardinals are going to be on a bus together going to St. Louis. Have you ever done a bus trip for a game?
Never. I've always wanted to, but I never have. Scott Unash isn't a fan of them, but I know a lot of people that are a fan of them, and I've wanted to try to go on one. Obviously, work restrictions
prohibit
that a little bit.
I've always wanted to do one here with the listeners, and then I've met some of our listeners, and now I really want to do one because I like chaos, and I like debauchery, and having met many of our listeners, provided that the price point was right, hell, I think we could put a bus trip together to some random game, so it wouldn't even have to be Cubs-Cardinals, and I think we'd have a hell of a time. As long as we got 7G or somebody on board, and we had some beverage sponsors, if you know what I'm talking about. 366-1600, keep that number handy, because coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to play for the second time today on this show, the third time during local programming today, Race to Win. Still 11 great prizes on the board. Hopefully you can pair up a couple numbers and take home something very nice, whether it's the 6 tickets to the Indy 500 or one of the mini gift cards on the board. Not mini, M-I-N-I, M-A-N-Y. If we were handing out miniature gift cards, I don't know whether that would go over very well. I guess as long as they spent.
Yeah, as long as they spend the same way.
Yeah. As long as you don't have to buy miniature things with the miniature gift card, you'll be okay. We have lots of gift cards. How about that? Some golf, the Dr. Pepper Sunkissed basketball game, which is about a $200 value, the Pulsar watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, and of course, as we mentioned, the grand prize, not 4, 6 tickets to this year's running of the Indianapolis 500. 24 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock, we'll collect ourselves, we'll pull ourselves off the mat after that riveting 6 o'clock showdown and come back, give you a big board update and more as we head down the stretch towards 7 o'clock tonight and ESPN programming, because there's no Twins baseball for you. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing after this.
The ball explodes off your club face like a rocket. It flies across the beautiful blue sky and nestles right next to the pin. That's what keeps us all coming back. Hey folks, Dave Austed here. Hardly any of us are going to make the pro tour, but we always have that itch to play because of that one shot. At Austed's Golf, we love the game as much as you do. Golf Digest just selected Austed's Golf one of the top fitters in the nation. Find out why. Go online at austeds.com or visit your local Austed's to schedule your personal club fitting. Your one shot is waiting. Play better, have fun, and shop Austed's.
Here's today's $100 a day in the month of May phrase, sponsored by Toyota of Iowa City.
They opened up a can in the second quarter and never looked back.
Be caller number 6 right now at 319-366-1600 and win with KGYM.
The real estate market in the Cedar Rapids area is red hot. In a hot market, you can make a lot of money selling your home, but you can also get burned. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty sells your house fast and for more money. Don't get burned in this hot real estate market and leave money on the table because you don't know the ropes. Doug and Pinnacle would be glad to put a sold sign on your home in near record time. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. And we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
6:26, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing until 7 o'clock tonight. Kyle Mann, our associate producer on the other side of the glass, doing tremendous work with us as always. And while we're talking about tremendous things, it would be perhaps a good opportunity to mention the community MVP program that we do here at KGYM. Check it out online, kgymradio.com. If you've got a nonprofit group that's got an event coming up, we just ask that you give us about 60 days of notice, but you can go click on the community MVP link right there on the front page, fill in all of your information, and then we will pass it along to our sponsor, Fairfax State Savings Bank, and we'll figure out whether or not we start promoting your event on the air here on KGYM. A very easy thing to do if you've got an event, a fundraiser, charitable event coming up. We want to know about it and help you spread the word. Couple game sixes in the NHL tonight, and we touched on those a little bit on the 6 o'clock showdown. Baseball would be on the way for you on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Unfortunately, Mother Nature not choosing to cooperate this evening. We'll tell you about it right now on our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. The Cedar Rapids Country Club is set to play host to the 2019 U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Championship. The tourney scheduled to begin August 24th of 2019. This will be just the third time in history that a USGA Championship event has been played in the state of Iowa, and the first time that the city of Cedar Rapids has ever hosted a USGA event. Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped their second straight game at the hands of the Dayton Dragons as they fell Tuesday night 5-3 at Fifth Third Field in Ohio. The Dragons own the best record in the Midwest League now at 22-10. They've got lefty Wennington Romero on the mound tonight against the Colonels. Tyler Wells getting the start for Cedar Rapids. That game got underway at 6 o'clock Central Time. And a former Iowa prep softball standout's been named the Big Ten's Freshman of the Year and Player of the Year. Minnesota's Kendall Lindemann is just the fourth player in Big Ten history to win both awards. The Ankeny native narrowly missed winning the Triple Crown this year. She finished second in the Big Ten in home runs. No University of Iowa players on the first or second team all-conference list, but outfielder Cheyenne Pratt did land a spot on the all-defensive team. And tonight's Twins-White Sox game, scheduled to be broadcast on 107.5 FM at 7 o'clock, has been washed out due to rain. So we will not have Twins baseball for you on the North Gym. However, all summer long, 107.5 FM is your home for Twins baseball. Make sure that you're keeping tabs on the Colonels' big league affiliate right here on KGYM.
Now, one of your 6 o'clock showdown questions asked about Ed Orgeron. And earlier today on ESPN programming, if you caught it on the Dan Le Batard show, he claims to drink 8 to 10 energy drinks per day.
Impossible.
And if that is true, I don't think he would be with us right now. That just is... I'm trying to think. They say 2... or 3 is dangerous.
I was drinking 3 at one point of a certain brand, and my doctor told me that I needed to stop because my blood pressure was way too high.
And some doctors would say one a day.
Doctor says stress. No, and I'm checking off all of these things. Energy drinks? I go, "Yeah, I drink them all the time. 3 a day, sometimes 4." And he's like, "Knock that off." So now I drink a different energy drink with a much lower caffeine threshold in it. And I'm probably still headed for an early grave, but it won't be because of the energy drink.
How many energy drinks do you think he actually drinks per day? 8 to 10?
I don't know. I'm not buying 8 to 10. I'm just not. Now, what was the more bizarre college football story? Ed Orgeron claiming that he drinks 8 to 10 energy drinks, or Florida coach Jim McElwain having to basically hold a news conference, media availability, if you will, tell everybody that is not him in the picture circulating on the internet of a fat, naked, white dude who appears to be straddling or humping a shark.
If you haven't seen it, don't see it. If you see it on Twitter, viewer discretion advised.
You can't unsee it.
You definitely can't unsee it once you do see it. So he had to wait. I saw the picture, and then Florida had to say that it wasn't him. Did they have to go beyond that to claim that that was not in fact Jim McElwain? Because I thought that he had an alibi. He was actually in Gainesville at the time.
I know that he spoke with members of the media. I don't know what the setting was, but there was talk with the media specifically about the shark humping picture, and he had to come out and say that no, this was not him, because PETA was getting involved and there was stuff going around on the internet. Now, there are some quality memes going around on the internet about the naked guy and the shark, but the naked guy on the shark is not Florida football coach Jim McElwain.
It looks a lot like him.
It does look a lot like him, but he says it's not him.
It started, in case you were new to this story, it started with somebody tweeting a photo of who is this monster taking advantage of a harmless animal or an animal. And there were a lot of retweets. Oh my goodness, that's Jim McElwain, and it looks just like him. My question is, how would this exactly get brought up in a press conference type setting? Like, could you imagine if this were one of the coaches here at Iowa and one of the media members has to ask the question?
I can totally imagine in my mind a scenario where a media member in Iowa would have to ask a question, something along these lines.
Who would ask that question? And what would the question be?
I'll think very carefully here before I throw anybody under the bus, because I don't want to hurt any feelings.
No, I think that it would take some major guts to ask that question.
Luke Meredith of the Associated Press, I don't think, would necessarily be afraid to ask about a shark humping picture. And maybe Scott Docterman. Scott would probably, he'd have an X's and O's question to work in with the shark about stance and whatnot, technique, but those two guys come to mind right now. I'll have to tweet Luke that exact phrase. Luke Meredith of the AP comes to mind as someone who would ask a question about humping a shark. In my mind, the shark story is bizarre, but McElwain says it's not him, claiming that you drink 8 to 10 energy drinks a day. I'm not buying it, and B, why would you do that? You would have to be, think of how much time you're awake, and then that's about an energy drink almost an hour.
If you survive. I just can't imagine a human being consistently doing that.
Kidney issues, failures,
heart issues.
Heart.
Mainly, just all kinds of issues. As much as I want to believe that, and as much as maybe it would make sense that he drinks a lot of caffeine, 8 is just, it just seems too much for even the most monstrous human being.
7295 on the text line says, can we really take his word that it's not him? It does look a lot like him, but I'll take his word. I'm willing to take his word. In Iowa, this is 7295.
Oh, 7295.
Which coach would you think would be a shark fisherman, and which one would have the highest chance of being caught naked on a shark?
Is this the would you question that you're talking about
tomorrow? No.
Are
it's
you sure?
Not.
Okay.
The texter wants to know among Kirk Ferentz, Matt Campbell, or Mark Farley.
You know, I'm not afraid to take a stance on certain things, but I don't know if I could pick that. That's a little bit too uncomfortable.
Yeah,
touching that one.
I don't want to see any of those three men atop a shark. Let's put it that way. I know that's a cop out.
That's fine. Every once in a while we can I feel like we're due a cop out.
Farley strikes me as the type of guy that would enjoy fishing. Mark Farley, I look at Mark Farley and I think there's a guy that probably enjoys time on a pontoon boat somewhere in the summer, with maybe an ice-cold Busch Light in his hand, and just not a care in the world, just throwing a line in the water.
That's kind of how I look at Tom Brands, too. I don't know
why. Brands, big outdoorsman. But I don't think he's doing anything with a shark.
No. That was separate from the shark.
1302 wants the bus trip planned. We've talked about bus trips here before, and I can't tell you the exact reason why, but it's a non-starter. No one in the building here wants to do them. And I bet if we did one and they put me in charge of it, we'd probably never do one again. I bet you'll answer that off the air, 7295. Nah.
I really don't want to think about it.
I got mental images popping into my head right now that I'm just, no. We gave away the $100, right? Did I forget to?
Jeff in Blairstown is our winner
tonight of the $100 a day in the month of May. All right. Congratulations, Jeff. I didn't see that on the screen in front of me. It's time for me to go check out the eye doctor, I think. We still have one more opportunity for you to hopefully win something with us on the show tonight, and it's going to come up next when we return. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Where would we be without mothers? I think it's pretty safe to say we owe them a lot. So this year at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, we're making it incredibly easy to show the mothers in our world how much we appreciate them. We start off with an amazing selection of diamond and colored diamond jewelry from Levion. And then we'll add a beautiful spring bouquet of flowers with any purchase of $149 or more. Next, we add saving up to 25% off your purchase. And then we'll top it all off with a chance to win a $5,000 shopping spree. Wouldn't she just love a new or upsized pair of diamond studs or a Pandora Mother's Day set? She sure deserves it. Join us in celebrating moms at Siebke Hoyt Jewelers Mother's Day event. Mother's Day is coming May 14th, and we're here to make it real easy to show moms how much we appreciate them. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, where Cedar Rapids gets engaged and shows mom we love her.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hess. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
When it's a beautiful day, the first thing you think of is golf. This summer, hit the links as often as you like and save money with a season pass for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses. Choose now from passes for adults, seniors, young professionals, or junior golfers. Once you've got your season pass, golf all summer long at the four Cedar Rapids City courses. Gardner, Twin Pines, Ellis, and Jones. Each has its own unique character. Get your season pass now for a summer of great golf. Details at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
20 minutes to go on this absolutely beautiful Wednesday. There is nothing wrong with the weather today at all, right?
Sun's out.
We were indoors for Lunchbox Heroes in Iowa City earlier today, so we didn't really have to worry about dodging the raindrops, but it was pretty nasty there for a while. The rain was coming down. Hopefully your sump pumps are all working and everything is above board there, but I think we've got an opportunity for maybe some more scattered thunderstorms tonight and maybe carrying on into tomorrow, but I don't have the weather models here in the studio. They were actually taken across the hall by Greg Runyon to Rob FM, and I haven't seen them since. I know he named them the last time that I heard him talking about the weather models on Rob FM. If you haven't heard, our company has a new radio station, a third radio station, if you will. It's Rob FM, and you can check them out online at robfm.com. It's good music. I think you guys would like it. Bob and Amanda, if you're listening to the program, Rob FM is your type of station. I was listening to it on the way back from Lunchbox Heroes today. I listened to Rob almost as much, if not more, now than I do ESPN programming. And I probably shouldn't say that because I'm on the ESPN affiliate in the building, and I'm saying that I spend more time listening to Rob. But it's just, you got to break it up every once in a while between sports talk and music. And lately, I've been leaning toward the music side of things.
If you talk on a sports talk radio station for 3 hours a day and you listen to nothing but sports talk, you are going to drive yourself crazy. So I can't blame you there.
What? And I thought that was the most interesting thing with Keith Law. His next book, he doesn't want it to be a baseball book because he's baseball, baseball, baseball all the time at work. He wants to do something else.
I went through that a couple years ago, and I think Kyle broke some news a little bit at the top of the hour when he came in after the Keith Law interview. As soon, the first 2 weeks that I got here in Iowa after coming back from Corvallis and working in baseball, and this was just in a summer collegiate baseball league where we played, the team played 60 games in about 68 days. So not a lot of games, but in a very concentrated amount of time. I needed a break from the game. And I grew up playing, I love the game, but man, it was, if you're around it enough, it wears on you.
Speaking of games, here's what we're going to do right now. I just want to take caller number one right out of the gate. Caller number one, 319-366-1600. You're going to be our contestant tonight, our second and final contestant on Race to Win. We still have 11 prizes.
Race to Win.
On the board. Thank you very much, Jack. The $50 gift card to Hurricane Grill and Wings is off the board. Everything else is still in play. 366-1600. We've got our contestant. Kyle's getting them loaded into the system. I'll tell you right now, if you want to learn anything more about Race to Win, you can go to our website, kgymradio.com. You are eligible to win if you have not won anything from us in the last 30 days. And do we have somebody?
We will eventually.
It looks like John
in Cedar Rapids joins us now.
Okay.
John, have you been listening? John, you got us.
John, I'm here, yeah.
All right. Have you been following along with Race to Win?
I haven't caught it in the last few days, so I'm kind of clueless right now.
Okay. Hey, you know what? We've seen people say this before and then win. So 11 of the 12 right. prizes are still on the board. Alex, the two numbers that have been taken are
4 and 10.
4 and 10. So any number between 1 and 24 that isn't 4 or 10.
17.
All right, 17.
General admission tickets to the 101st Indianapolis 500.
That's the Indianapolis 500 tickets. Do you know where the match is for those?
No, I don't. Let's go with 9, I guess.
All right, what is behind door number 9?
Sunkist portable basketball shooting game.
Oh, another one of the valuable prizes, the Sunkist basketball shooting game. That's $180 right. value, but unfortunately, that's not a match. John, we appreciate you playing with us tonight, and your next opportunity to play and win, at least Race to Win, is going to come up tomorrow on the gym class. Did we just reveal the second Indy 500 tickets, or was that the...
I believe that's the only one that's been reviewed. Okay,
so that one has been taken three times.
Three times now.
Including once on purpose by Ryan and Walford to troll all of the listeners that were keeping tabs and were hoping that he would unveil a square that hadn't yet been picked. He took a shot in the dark, didn't find the other Indy tickets, and then said, stick with me on this one. I got a strategy. Give me number 17. So
some people loved it, some people hated him for it, but he's still embracing that.
Six tickets to the Indy 500, the Sunkist basketball game, the Pulsar watch from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, and a host of gift cards. We still have all of those items. Fear not. because I know what you're thinking. It's Wednesday. The week is almost over. What the hell are they going to do with all these prizes? We're going to play this through next week until we have given away all of the prizes, and that includes getting to the point where there are only two spots left on the board, and that is shooting fish in a barrel. So we started with 12 prizes. We're down to 11. We're going to do this until we run out.
So if you were going, if you could win any of these prizes,
yep,
which are you taking?
I probably couldn't use the Indy 500 tickets.
Exactly.
So those are going to be off the board for me. I don't have room for the basketball game, although, and my son is too young to enjoy that. Maybe if he were 4 or 5 years older, I would go the basketball game route. I'm not really much of a watch guy, although a $200 watch, I think I could bring myself to maybe become a watch guy. I like to eat. I know we've got a lot of gift certificates and gift cards on the, I'm going to go food or golf. One of those two, and I'm not going to pick a specific one because I don't want to upset any sponsors or anything because they're all great prizes, but I'll go food or golf in that direction.
I'm going to go with the car wash because my car is a mess.
$50 in car washes to Right Wash on the, I believe they're on the northeast side of Cedar Rapids. You can get a couple washes for $50. There's no doubt about that. You don't need it today because of the rain. You will in a couple days once it dries off, and then you've got all of the... Now, did I see you right the other night? You were driving a vehicle that's not yours.
That is correct. My
the
car,
family Suburban?
Yes. My car is being inspected in St. Louis right now. So,
inspected for brakes? Is this still the same issue?
No. We're getting a new title on it. So, and it's getting inspected right now. I'll be able to pick it up at the end of the week.
Interesting. Same vehicle, though. You're
Same
not getting
vehicle,
a new vehicle.
Not getting a new vehicle as much as I want to keep that Suburban, although okay. It is pretty big. It is tough to drive something that big.
That thing's got to eat gas.
It does. Okay. It's got a huge tank. It eats gas, and that's why it's only used for tailgating situations usually.
366-1600, that's the number to reach us on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Poll question available for you at KGYMradio.com today, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Is the idea of having a coach in waiting a good one or a bad one? Emil's Hideaway is on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Keith Law joined us today from ESPN talking about his book, Smart Baseball. We'll have a little more book talk tomorrow with David Kaplan from CSN Chicago. Cubs falling to the Rockies today, 3-0 at Coors Field. They are off tomorrow, and then it's on to Busch Stadium and St. Louis with, I believe, Eddie Butler on the mound for the Cubs. He go up against Carlos Martinez. Is that the projected pitching matchup? I don't have the Cardinals' projected rotation in front of me, but I think Martinez pitched several days ago, so I think he'd be in line to start game one of that series. I could be wrong, but a lot of people are worried about the Cubs. Cap is going to join us tomorrow from CSN Chicago, and I have a feeling one of the things he's going to say is, fear not, my friends. Anthony Rizzo is going to get the bat going. Kyle Schwarber is going to get the bat going, and Jake Arrieta and Kyle Hendricks are going to start finding the strike zone again and missing bats. A lot of ifs and buts and things like that, but May 10th.
So I have the pitching matchups for that Cubs series. Cubs-Cardinals, Leak and Butler game one.
Leak and Butler, okay.
Waka-Lester game two. Martinez-Arrieta game three.
All right, I like this. I don't know. Last year I would have said the Cubs take two of three, no problem. This year, the way that they're playing right now and the way that the starting pitching staff has been inconsistent, I'm not ready to say that I feel very confident about this team going to St. Louis for the weekend. And I'm looking forward to seeing what Eddie Butler has to bring to the table. I will say that. We'll talk a little bit about him tomorrow, I think, on the program, if you're unfamiliar with him at one point in time. A pretty good pitching prospect in the Colorado Rockies organization. 9 minutes in front of the hour at 7 o'clock. We'll step aside, take our final break of the evening. When we come back in just a few minutes, your last Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Set the table for tomorrow. Let you know what you're going to hear tonight and then we're going to get on out of here. If that sounds like a plan, don't go anywhere.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
Napa Know-How.
That's not heavy metal music or the sound of a stray cat fight. It's your car's not so subtle way of saying head to Napa for new brake pads and rotors and get up to a $50 rebate by mail. So don't confuse for anything other than new brakes and $50 back by mail. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Offer expires 5/31/17.
It's time for breakfast at Burger King.
Remember at Burger King, I got the 3 for 89-cent pancake deal?
Yeah.
I tried to take one.
But they're 89 cents.
Yeah.
You can spare one.
I understand, but you know what I said.
Well, you said respect the stack.
And did you?
No, because I like pancakes. Respect that stack. Get 3 pancakes for just 89 cents. That's 3 fluffy golden pancakes for 89 cents now at Burger King. Here's another great breakfast deal. 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Limited time at participating Burger King restaurants.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right, Greeny?
Oh, yeah, I'm always streaming basketball games on it.
But I bet you don't love that pricey wireless plan you're on, though, with all the mystery fees jacking up your monthly bill every month.
Yeah, talk about taking a hard foul.
Flagrant. So what if I told you that you could keep your phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month to use it?
I'd say I'm very interested.
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. They actually let you keep your exact same phone with your exact same number and your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
That's nothing but net from way downtown.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
6:54, the final 3 minutes of the program on a Wednesday night. It's been a good one so far, but we can't get out of here without a final Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Big news in the golf world here in Cedar Rapids. The Cedar Rapids Country Club has been tabbed to host the U.S. Senior Women's Amateur Championship in August of 2019. August 24th of 2019 will be the date for that event. Why is it big news? Well, it's only the third time in history that a USGA-sanctioned championship event will have been played in Iowa. It's also a first for the city of Cedar Rapids. The Cedar Rapids Colonels dropped their second game in a row to the Dayton Dragons last night, this one by a score of 5-3 at Fifth Third Field in Ohio. The Dragons entered tonight's game with the best record in the Midwest League at 22-10. They sent lefty Wennington Romero to the mound against right-hander Tyler Wells for the Colonels. After 3 innings, the two teams tied at 1 run apiece. After the game this evening, the Colonels will board their bus and then head to Bowling Green, Kentucky for a 3-game series with the Bowling Green Hot Rods. And a former Iowa prep softball standout's been named the Big Ten's Freshman of the Year and Player of the Year. Minnesota's Kendall Lindemann is just the 4th player in Big Ten history to win both of the awards. The Ankeny native just missed winning the Triple Crown this season as she finished 2nd in the Big Ten in home runs. No University of Iowa players on the 1st or 2nd team all-conference list, but outfielder Cheyenne Pratt did land a spot on the all-defensive team. Hawkeyes, by the way, play tomorrow in the Big Ten tournament against Wisconsin, the tournament this year being held in Ann Arbor.
Just about a minute remaining, so you still have a little bit of time to vote in our Emil's Hideaway poll question. How do you feel about the schools having a coach in waiting? Is it a good idea? Is it a bad idea? And I don't know how much of a difference your vote would make at this point, because bad idea is far out in front, and I tend to agree. I've never seen this type of thing really have great results.
Yeah, and I can't see it ending well at Kansas State for Gene Taylor, as he's got a tough decision on his hands to make, and I don't know whether or not we have one on our hands in Iowa City as far as a coach in waiting, but a lot of people are assuming that, with Brian Ferentz getting the elevated role as offensive coordinator under Kirk Ferentz. Kirk's not going anywhere anytime soon, though. Podcast available of today's show soon at kgymradio.com. We talked with Keith Law tomorrow. David Kaplan from CSN Chicago, Cap, on with us at 5:05 to talk about his book, The Plan, plus the single greatest would you question ever. No Twins baseball tonight. They got rained out. ESPN programming on the way next.
Hi there. I'm here for your basement.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming on short notice.
Yeah, what seems to be the problem?
It's my basement. It's bad.
Sure. Let's take a look.
No, you don't understand. It,